Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A group called Hockey Players in Business is welcoming back one of our favorite sons of all time to ever wear a pair of ice skates here in Northeast Ohio and, you know, play youth hockey here in Northeast Ohio and then make it all the way to the NHL with a trip to St. Edward, somewhere in between there where he picked up a couple state championships. And tomorrow night he will be in town at the Oak Barrel at 5:30. And today we're going to talk a little bit to him right now. Mike Rupp, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike, how are you doing today? Always a pleasure to talk to you.
I'm doing well. Thanks for the kind intro there, and glad to be joining you now. And then looking forward to tomorrow's event. I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little more.
Yeah, Mike, I'm really looking forward to it. Let's get folks caught up to speed on where you are and what you're doing right now. It's hard to believe you've been out of the league almost 7 years right now and doing a little bit of television work on NHL Network and with the Pittsburgh Penguins. How are you doing? Where are you living, and what's going on in your life right now?
Yeah, things are good. But since I've been done playing, I've been doing kind of jumping into the TV gig as far as talking hockey. And I more or less did it at first just because I didn't really know what I was going to do when I was done playing. I had some different ideas of things, but I wanted to be around the game. And this was an opportunity to do that. It's just kind of evolved and turned into something I've done a little more and more every year. And this is kind of what I do now, you know, and it's great because I don't. I mean, there's certainly work that's involved in doing it as far as staying up and on things and current and talking to the people in the league and watching games. But, I mean, I get to talk about hockey. So it's great. I'm living in Erie, Pennsylvania, and, yeah, life's good.
And, Mike, those TV gigs, a lot easier than coaching. So congratulations.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good thing. I joke around about it. Some guys, former players or teammates of mine, when I started doing this, and I would cross paths with them at the rink, right? And they're still playing. They're like, "How is it?" I'm like, "Dude, it's awesome!" Like, you know what? I don't even have to be right. Like, and to be honest with you, if I'm wrong, it's even better. I get more traction. So, that's the good thing. Is, you know, in coaching, you have to sort of. There's some accountability in being right in this. It's like, you know, let everybody know when my picks go my way, and then when they don't go, you never hear anything about it.
Hey, Mike, I mean, it's so hard to make it out of Northeast Ohio to even, you know, Division I hockey. Yet you took the road and you were able to make it all the way to the NHL, scored a crucial goal in winning the Devils, and really had a great career. How hard is it to get out of Northeast Ohio and let alone be a first round out of here and be able to succeed and make it to the highest level?
Yeah, I mean, I think the hardest thing was there's a level of it in everything. And, you know, I mean, there's even more extremes than what I'm referring to. But, I mean, a lot of times you have to prove why you belong because you're from Ohio, as opposed to just taking at face value and say, "Hey, that kid can play." And that was the annoying thing for me growing up and playing the game, is that everybody would say, "Oh, well, yeah, you got this kid from Ohio, but he's raw. He doesn't know the game." And I had some great coaches in Northeast Ohio and experiences there that I would never change anything for. And those I think that was the hardest part, really. If you can play, you're going to get noticed. And then it's from there, how are you going to prove that you belong? And for me, I had to adjust my game a bunch of different times. I mean, growing up in Northeast Ohio, I was always a point getter, and I had to learn if I played the other level, I got to bring some other intangibles to the table. So That's what I did. But I'm proud of being from Ohio, and there's been some great programs built up over the years. And you're starting to see more and more players coming out of the state, and I think it's fantastic.
Mike, I think there's something interesting going on in the NHL that we don't see going on right now anyway in the other major sports in our country, and that's expansion. You know, the Vegas Golden Knights came in 2017 immediately a success. Huge success story out there with Kerry Buchholz, who used to be with the Cavaliers. And this year, the Seattle Kraken starting as an expansion team. Why expansion in the NHL? Why is it working?
Right now, I think that the NHL has gotten to a really good place. And obviously, some of these other sports, they've done it a while ago, right? They had that. And there's not that recent expansion teams that are happening now. But when you're talking about hockey, I think that there was a time when the league needed to expand to tap different markets and different, everybody knows that the Southern movement was based off Wayne Gretzky getting traded to from the Edmonton Oilers to the LA Kings. And that really started the kind of Sun Belt hockey in the NHL. Well, the good thing about it is that's established, that's well run, and that's good now. And they've got some great markets in those areas, from Tampa, who's just won back-to-back cups, to out in California and those teams. But now it's kind of gotten to the point where these expansions aren't necessarily building and going into an untapped market. I mean, you're talking about going up in Seattle and Seattle of the WHL and Spokane, Washington. These junior teams get 10,000-plus fans every game. So, I mean, these places that they're picking, these markets, and out there in Vegas, the way that that's branded out there, it's perfect. So this is kind of just the perfect fit each of the last couple places they've gone. I think that you're going to see Seattle explode the same way that Vegas did.
Mike, it's interesting to look at your resume. Mike Rupp, former NHL player, is going to be in town tomorrow night for our Hockey Players in Business cocktail hour. We get a chance to talk to him and talk to other hockey folks around town, or if you're just interested in the game. Mike, it's interesting to look at your resume, and, you know, like, it starts with St. Ed's, and it takes you all the way through, like, the Rangers, the Penguins, the Blue Jackets, obviously the Devils. And then there was a 14-game stint in 04-05 with the Danbury Trashers, and right now a lot of people are talking about them because there's a Netflix film out there called Untold Crime and Penalties about that season in Danbury, and I know you've been getting a ton of questions about that, but it's a fascinating story. It's almost like The Sopranos in some way when you watch it, and it's all about a guy that owned a refuge business and decided to give his 17-year-old son, AJ Gallant, the president's job and the general manager's job for this team. What do you remember about that experience? And I know you're in the film, so I mean, it's got to be kind of weird to be talking about this little blip on your resume.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's kind of taken on a life of its own over the last number of weeks. That was during the NHL lockout. For fans that don't remember that time, that was 2004, and all the players were kind of left to go and find a place to play, and I got this opportunity to go to Danbury, Connecticut, where I can practice at home in Western Pennsylvania, or even traveling in Northeast Ohio and practicing there. And this craziness happened. It was kind of Slapshot / Mighty Ducks meeting The Sopranos, and I didn't know what it was till I got there. But when I got there and started getting paychecks coming from different carding companies every 2 weeks, I was like, something's going on here. And it was so intriguing that Netflix made a documentary on it, and it's been just absolutely taken off. It's been Netflix's most watched documentary, I think, in a while. And it's part of the Untold series on Netflix. All of them are fantastic, actually. And it's been nuts. So, I mean, these are some of the things we're going to talk about at the Hockey Players in Business tomorrow night. I think it's going to be fantastic because right now that's what the people care about. And even at the time, I remember playing for this Danbury Trashers team, and it was such a cult following in that area because you had no NHL. So you had Ranger fans that were making the trek over into Connecticut and all these. There's like this underground fan base there that was absolutely incredible, where the fact I was playing at MSG eight years later for the New York Rangers, and I would be walking into MSG and there'd be fans saying, oh my, hey,
hey, Mike, remember when you played for the Trashers? And, you know, I played across the river in New Jersey and won a Stanley Cup. And all everybody wanted to talk about is the Trashers. So it's an awesome watch. Crazy stuff. It'll blow your mind.
Did you learn anything from watching that? Something? I mean, you were there, but I'm sure you didn't know all the stuff that was going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I learned is watching movies is ESPN magazine did an article on this back in 2012, and I was playing for the Minnesota Wild, and ESPN the mag reached out and wanted to get some quotes for it, and I asked, was the Galante family participating? They said no, so I said, no, I'm all set. And then this time around when Netflix came around and the producer from Netflix says, hey, we're doing this story on this documentary. I'm like, cool, the Galante family, are they participating in this? And they said, yeah, they're all aboard. And I said, all right, let me double check that and I'll let you know. And I found out they were. So I'm like, yeah, I'll talk now. So something I learned from watching movies is, you know, I'll talk at the right time. And this is the right time. They're very candid in this documentary, and now is the time to start sharing these stories.
Yeah, it is interesting to watch, and I watch it. There's also SI did like a 10-minute kind of mini version of this, which is available on the web too if you want to just get like a teaser before you watch that Untold Crime and Penalties. It's fascinating, and you're right, it is Slapshot meets Mighty Ducks meets The Sopranos. I mean, it's something special. So, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Oak Barrel. And for Hockey Players in Business and anybody who's interested in going to this, just go to hockeyplayersinbusiness.org and you can find out a little bit more information on it. Mike, thank you so much time, but thank you for, you know, bringing a Stanley Cup home to Northeast Ohio and, you know, the great influence you still have here in Northeast Ohio when we talk about guys that put on skates and played high school hockey here in Northeast Ohio as well. So thank you, Mike. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And hopefully some of the listeners will trek over there and we'll see some of you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, sounds Mike. Good. Thank you, Mike. Mike was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline again tomorrow night over at the Oak Barrel there in Valley View.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.